Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
If you're a woman, childless in Seattle, or child-free in Tennessee, or just haven't really given a lot of thought to living your life without children of your own, our next guest has some ideas for you about your barren, unfulfilled womb and all those eggs in your ovaries just sitting there waiting for something or someone. Well, I'm Christopher Springman, and whatever your kitty concerns, you're about to be affirmed, validated, or just plain annoyed by Dr. Ellen Walker, a Seattle-based licensed clinical psychologist, author of Complete Without Kids, An Insider's Guide to Living Child-Free by Choice or Chance. Dr. Walker, welcome to Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How's that for a colorful introduction?
That's great. Wow.
You know, yeah. The holidays are coming up, and these are very difficult times for child-free people. Lots of nosy relatives and parents asking all those annoying questions. In fact, I've spoken to folks who hate going to these holiday dinners and family reunions because someone will ask the question. What advice would you give folks about appropriate answers?
Well, I think people need to just come right out and say, I've decided to not have kids. I've given it a lot of thought, and I've decided that it's just not the choice for me. And then they might say, why did you decide to have kids? What made you decide to have kids?
Oh, and a follow-up question, would you do it again?
And would you do it again? Absolutely. Because, you know, most people who are parents, A, they probably didn't really decide to have kids. They just had kids. And a lot of folks, if they really were honest and they could go back and never have met little Susie or little Johnny, would admit that they would maybe not do it again.
You know, I spoke to a woman the other day who told me of a clever retort that she had to grandma. She's painfully straight, and she got so fed up with her grandmother's persistence about having babies and carrying on the family name that she said, Grandma, I'm a lesbian. I'm not interested in men or babies. In fact, sometimes I can't tell the difference, like they both slobber, drool, and whine all the time. And apparently that had the net effect of giving grandma something to think about. That may not necessarily be an appropriate response, but I do think, as you suggested, giving the topic a lot of thought beforehand will arm you with some appropriate commentaries. And the other thing is, you can just say no, right? I really don't care to discuss this with you anymore.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's a pretty rude question, actually. It's kind of like if you meet somebody who has a child, going up and saying, so was your pregnancy planned or was this an accident? No, it's very similar in level of rudeness.
Let's discuss your book, Complete Without Kids, An Insider's Guide to Child-Free Living by Choice or by Chance, which in itself is a very provocative title, which you can find, by the way, at Amazon.com. Tell me, doctor, what was your motivation for the book?
Well, I woke up one morning and I realized that I was around 40 years old, and I had forgotten to have kids and hadn't really even thought about it until I got involved with a guy who had children. And then for the first time, you know, I had to watch my husband ooh and ah over how wonderful being a father is and how he thought I had really missed out. And so it caused me a lot of pain. And I thought, well, gee, if I have so much emotional angst about this, other people must as well. So I just went out and started asking everybody that I came across who didn't have children to tell me their story. And that's basically what I did. I did a lot of interviews, and then I tried to give some good solutions for people for dealing with issues that come up, like societal pressure to have kids and, you know, all of that stuff that comes along with being child-free.
What consistent themes did you find in your conversation while doing the research for Complete Without Kids?
Well, I found that women in particular who don't have kids are extremely misunderstood. They tend to be viewed as very cold, unnurturing. A lot of people jump to the conclusion that every woman really secretly wants to be a mom, and if they don't have kids, they're envious of all the women who are mothers. There's a lot of misperceptions that maybe, you know, women who don't have children hate sex, or they hate men. They're flawed. They shouldn't be around your children because they're going to be really bad role models. Very selfish. People who don't have kids are viewed as selfish, which I just think is crazy.
Well, you know,
we're the ones in the world who are not using the resources.
I had a conversation today with my partner who expressed disappointment that her son and his wife have decided to stop at one child. In fact, he had a vasectomy. I'm sure he'll be real pleased that I've told half the world that. But, you know, she was truly, you know, truly upset. She said, oh, my goodness, this child will never know the joy of having a sibling. And I thought, you know, we had one child. My wife and I had one child who's done just fine. She, you know, graduated last year from MIT and finally got a job, which is probably more important than the master's degree. I'm just kidding, sweetie. Just kidding. But there are all these myths and misconceptions about either having children or how many, and it drives me crazy. Sounds like it drives you crazy too, even though you're a professional.
Right, right. Well, it does drive you crazy. People will come up and they'll say, well, who's going to take care of you in your old age? And I don't know about you, but most of the older folks that I know, their kids are not taking care of them in their old age.
No, they're not real interested. I can assure you of that.
Right. Or like one of my friends, she was talking about, oh, I'm going to leave my diaries to my daughter. And I'm thinking, oh, poor daughter. My God, she's going to have to lug around all this stuff. Just there really are a lot of myths.
By the way, I'm sure there are folks sitting there speed dialing or going online to acquire a copy of Complete Without Kids, An Insider's Guide to Child-Free Living by Choice or Chance by you, Ellen Walker. How can people learn more about your work, perhaps at your website? And I also found some wonderful blogs that you've done at the Psychology Today site. Could you give us the URLs for those?
Well, the Psychology Today, just go to psychologytoday.com and look me up as an expert under Walker. And the name of the blog is Complete Without Kids.
And what is your website, by the way?
Mine is Ellen, completewithoutkids.com.
Well, that's a pretty clever name.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty...
I've been reading some mini reviews and fan mails on Amazon.com. It's fascinating stuff, and I would certainly recommend this to people who are considering the book. One woman said, the title should really be By Choice Only. I did not relate as someone who would like to have children, but cannot due to infertility and the costly financial issue of adoption. Well, first of all, it's difficult to come up with a title that will please, appease, and appeal to everyone. But the reviews are remarkable in the sense that people really pour their hearts out, don't they?
They do, yeah. I think parenting, when you're a parent, parenting is the one choice that we make in our life that we can never take back. So if you have a child, you can never do anything to not be a parent. If you, on the other hand, aren't a parent, you can never go back later and say, oh, let me just become a parent now. So it is huge, and it's so much ingrained in us from early childhood that this is a normal part of life.
Our guest has been Dr. Ellen Walker, author of Complete Without Kids, An Insider's Guide to Child-Free Living by Choice or Chance, available at Amazon.com. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us on Life, Love, and Health.
Thank you.
I'm Christopher Springman.